Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Aaron's Podcast, episode 135. It's Friday, December 19th, 2008. Well, next week is Christmas, and the week after that is New Year's, and both of those affect my recording schedule because I normally record on Fridays. And of course, in New Zealand, both Christmas Day and the day after, Boxing Day, are public holidays, and the week after that, both New Year's Day and the day after are also public holidays. So I would be busy those days anyway. But of course, as you will remember, Nigel is finishing work on Christmas Eve, and he's not going back until the second week in January. I think it's the second week. Maybe it's the third week. At any rate, he's going to be off, and so I'm probably not going to be recording during that time. But we'll probably post an update, actually, on the podcast site, amrinspodcast.com. But, so Tuesday will be my last podcast before the holidays, and possibly my last podcast until sometime early next year. We'll see. However, on Christmas Day or thereabouts, I'm going to be posting a video into the podcast stream, and it's just a video about Christmas in Auckland. And I'm not sure how long it's going to be yet because I haven't finished it. I haven't finished shooting yet. I'm a bit dependent on the weather, and the weather hasn't been cooperating the past week or so. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up being in it. But that'll be on Christmas. And because I know a lot of people will be away or otherwise not feeling like downloading podcasts, it will probably be the only thing I'll post until after New Year's. But we'll see. You never know. Now, there's only a couple of things I wanted to go over today, not a whole lot. And first, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I think is kind of funny. It happened last weekend. Nigel and I went to his sister's staff party, basically to run the karaoke. And, of course, there were elementary school teachers primarily. But the restaurant, for a variety of reasons, wasn't reserved exclusively for them. There was part of it that was a group of older people, say mid-60s to mid-70s and thereabouts. And then outside there was a whole other group, which we never saw. But as could have been predicted, I suppose, when the karaoke started, the oldies came up and wanted to do a song. Now, that's not a big drama by itself. You might think it'd be Frank Sinatra or something. Well, it wasn't. Now, I should back up a little bit for the benefit of the one or two people who don't know anything about karaoke. The way it works is that it plays the music, it puts the lyrics on a screen, you follow along and you sing along to the music. Now, the music can vary in quality really widely. It can be really crappy, or it can be pretty much indistinguishable from the pop version that you might hear on the radio. So, fortunately, these were being played were mostly all of the pop quality, you know, like you'd hear on the radio. Now, the song that the old ladies picked is called Living Next Door to Alice by Smokey. Now, that was a huge hit here, and still is, really. It always often pops up on the radio, and partly because it was used in a Bell Tea commercial here in New Zealand. But Smokey, the band that did it, is a British band, and they reached number 5 in the UK chart. And in March 1977, they reached number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. That's, of course, in the U.S. It was number 1 hit in the Netherlands, of all places. But the lead singer for Smokey was a guy named Chris Norman, whom some Americans might know better from his duet with Susie Quattro called Stumblin' In. But this song was really quite big here, and this is the song that they decided to do. Now, I'm just going to play the chorus for you so you understand how the song goes. Don't know why she's leaving or where she's going to go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't want to know. Because for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get. Okay, so that's the song that the little old ladies decided to sing, and that's the normal version. That's what you would expect people to be singing. However, that's not the version that they sang. These 65 to 75-year-old ladies gathered in a group on the stage, and they sang this version. I don't know where she's feeling and where she's gonna go. I guess she got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Well, that colorful addition to the lyrics was apparently originally added by a Dutch new wave band or something like that. Not all that long after the song was originally recorded, and then Smokey re-recorded a version with the same thing with British, Irish, I've forgotten which, comedian, anyway, and they released it. Now, I haven't actually been able to find that version, but in 1995, it was also recorded by an Australian band. It's quite common, if you hear that song played in a bar or pub, to sing along just like that. Now, you have to picture this. These old ladies up there singing Who the Fuck is Alice to a group of elementary school teachers and their spouses or partners, whatever, and members of the board of trustees, which is, you'd think it's kind of shocking, except that all of these elementary school teachers were singing lustily back, Who the Fuck is Alice? And every time that song is played, Nigel has always told me, now whatever you do, don't you dare start singing Who the Fuck is Alice? Because when the song comes on the radio or we play it in the car or what have you, I always do. So I'm sitting there in my best behavior, not even thinking, and then I hear these old ladies belting out, Alice, who the fuck is Alice? So needless to say, it made for a entertainment highlight to see these little old ladies swearing up a blue streak. But it was all in a bit of fun, I suppose, and I suppose that the few bottles of wine that they consumed probably didn't hurt them at all. But that's as may be. Now, I actually don't have a lot of any news items I want to go over today, apart from the fact that I read that Majel Barrett Roddenberry died. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, who? Well, she was the widow of Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, which was a show that was, you know, part of my childhood and youth, and I'm still a fan. And in the original series, she played Nurse Chapel to Dr. McCoy, and she was also the voice of the computer on The Next Generation and other series. And she also played the mother of Deanna Troi in The Next Generation. So, she'll be sorely missed. She was a nice lady. Now, there have been a whole bunch of controversies about things going on lately. The appointment of the super bigot Rick Warren to give the invocation at the inauguration. I'm not going to talk about any of that. However, I've been blogging about it, and if you're interested in what I have to say, you can check it out at amarins.blogspot.com to read all of those things. And if I think about it, I'll put a link in the show notes, but don't count on it. I'm not editing this one either. Right now, I'm just going to go over to the comments from the last episode, which was called Drive Straight. And the comment is from Archer, who says, Drive Straight? Who thought of that? That's almost as bad as Drive White. I think that they should pull the ad and apologize. Just my opinion. So glad you continue to podcast in December and provide me with only the highest quality of content. Please continue. With a little smiley face. And I said, I have no idea who came up with the slogan, but it was kind of dumb, whoever it was, whoever came up with it. The slogans are painted on the street, on the road, but I suppose, I'm looking at this sideways, so it's hard for me to see this, but I suspect it's temporary, eco-friendly paint that will eventually wash away. I've almost run out of month now. Now, if you missed that episode, basically what happened is that the Auckland City Council painted on the street a slogan that said, not straight, don't drive. And what they meant is, if you are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, it's a fairly common expression to say, if you're under the influence, you're not straight. However, a lot of people saw it a different way, particularly because among the streets that they painted in streets in entertainment districts, and one of those is Ponsonby Road, where there is a fair concentration of GLBT people. At any given time, it's sort of a bohemian area of Auckland. And so some people thought it was funny, although apparently I read in one site that it was actually a straight person who was deeply offended. But anyway, they certainly didn't mean it the way it sounds, but it was kind of a dumb thing to do, because in this day and age, it just, you know, it has a totally different connotation, I think. Okay, I actually took a break there, not that you would know, but I did. And Nigel's sister dropped by unexpectedly, and we had a few wines. And it's now a little bit later than when I was recording before, and now I'm just wrapping up. I actually don't have anything else today, so that's it. And I just want to remind you, I'll be back again on Tuesday with probably the last episode of the year, very likely the last audio episode of the year. And I will have a video that I'm going to release on or about Christmas. And that's it for today, everybody. And that's it for this week. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye.
Yes, Christmas is almost here, and time's running out to get that perfect gift for your favorite podcasters. If you're anything like me, you've been racking your brain trying to come up with a gift for the people who work so hard to bring you information, entertainment, or a total waste of time. Well, there is a perfect gift, and it won't cost you anything. Leave a 5-star review in iTunes, and you'll help raise the rankings of your favorite podcasts. Your review will show up in the iTunes store for the country you live in, so your favorite podcasters can have reviews all over the world. How great is that? No time to write a review? Don't want to? Don't worry. Just check out the 5-star reviews your favorite podcasters already have and click yes to the question, was this review helpful? That'll help your podcasters too. Podcasters give us so much. This is our chance to give something back.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amarins Podcast at amarinspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at arthur@amarinspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.